Julie and Matt here with another great resource from one of our friends. Parents, do you ever wonder how to teach your little ones about missionaries?
Go Tell Everyone, 9 Missionaries Who Shared the Good News, shows kids how missionaries throughout history have obeyed Jesus' command to tell everyone. This interactive board book introduces 9 different missionaries, such as Lottie Moon, Adoniram Judson, and Lilius Trotter. And it tells about the countries where they served.
Ultimately, Go Tell Everyone helps kids understand that anyone can tell everyone about Jesus. To learn more, visit GoTellEveryoneBook.com. Again, that's GoTellEveryoneBook.com. You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
I'm Matt. Hey, everybody.
Today, we're celebrating 99 episodes of God's Big Story by inviting some of our favorite people onto the show. You, our listeners.
That's right. We can't wait to hear your amazing questions about God and the Bible. Julie, can you believe how much we've learned together over 99 episodes?
No way. It seems like just yesterday I was taking my friend Sean to the hospital after his rollerblading accident.
Right. And since we've started doing the podcast together, I've gotten to go to so many cool places. Singapore, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Argentina, Switzerland.
Matt, how have you had so much time to travel? And why haven't you told me about any of these fun adventures?
Well, I honestly don't remember much from the trips, but producer Brad told me all of the places our podcast has been, and I'm part of the podcast, so I must have been there.
Oh, Matt, those are all places where people have listened to the show. We haven't actually been there. They've just joined us online.
Oh, I guess that explains why I don't have any more souvenirs. Well, either way, it's amazing that people from all around the world have joined us in learning about God's Word. I can't wait to hear from them today.
Me too. In fact, let's jump into answering some questions right now. Producer Brad, hit us with the first listener question.
You bet, Julie. The first question comes from Benson. Here's his question.
My name is Benson. I'm 5 years old. I am from Texas. And I have a question. What's the Trinity?
Wow. Great question, Benson. You gave us a tough one right off the bat.
Tough, but also really important.
That's right. Okay, Benson, the answer to your question is this. God is one God and 3 persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
And we call that the Trinity. Trinity means 3. One God in 3 persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If that feels hard to understand, don't worry. Learning about God takes time, and God knows what it's like to be us, so He is patient as we learn.
Okay, Brad, what's the next question?
Righto, Matt. Here's the next question from Wyatt.
Why can't I hear or see God?
Hi, Wyatt. Thanks for sending in your question. You know, this is a question I have had before, too. What do you think, Matt?
You know, it would be really awesome to hear the voice of God. You know, in the Old Testament, God did sometimes speak to His people, Moses, Samuel, the prophets. But after Jesus went back to heaven, He promised to send a helper. Do you remember who that helper was?
If you said the Holy Spirit, then you are right. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to dwell or live in everyone who loves and trusts Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps us.
That's right. For example, the Holy Spirit helps us to understand and remember God's Word, the Bible. Remember, God wants to talk with us, and the main way He does that is through His Word, the Bible. So even though we can't, like, hear His voice, He has given us His Word and the Holy Spirit to help us.
All right. Next up, we have Callie.
My name is Callie.
I'm 11 years old, and how many attributes will we cover next season?
Nice! I love this question, Callie, because it shows that you are a faithful listener and that you want to learn more and more about who God is. On season 11 of God's Big Story, I think we're going to learn about 10 more attributes of God.
10 more, including one of my favorites. God is faithful.
Okay, don't give away all our season 11 secrets. Next up, we've got a doozy from our friend Haskell.
How did God make the earth?
Haskell, you are a God's Big Story super fan, and I'm so glad you asked this question. Listeners, do you think you can answer Haskell's question?
So we know from Genesis 1:1, the very first sentence in the Bible, that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I think Haskell already knows that, but he wants to know how God created the heavens and the earth.
This season, we learned that God is creator. In that episode, we said that God created everything out of nothing. And we even used a fancy phrase, ex nihilo. It means out of nothing.
So we know that God created everything, and we know he created everything out of nothing. But still, how did he do it?
Here's how. He spoke, and it was. God spoke everything into being.
And how could he do that? Well, because God is in charge of everything. Everything that is and everything that God created obeys his voice. It's amazing.
Well, I know I can't create anything just by speaking it, so God must be in charge of everything. Matt and Julie, our listeners are asking fantastic questions. It's so good to be curious. Our next question might be my favorite. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I am 6. How does God be with Popper in Indiana and me too with in Virginia?
Charlie, this question shows you are really thinking deeply about God. One of the most amazing things about God is that he is omnipresent. Now let's break up that word, omnipresent. Omni is a fancy Latin word that simply means all, and present means here. So put it together, and God is all here.
God is God, and there is no one else like him. No one else is omnipresent. Not you, not me, not even other spiritual beings like demons or angels. Only God can be everywhere all at once.
God is also all-knowing. We call that omniscient. And he's all-powerful. We call that omnipotent. There is no one like our God who is in all places, knowing all things, and is all-powerful. Pretty cool, huh?
So Charlie, God is with your papa and with you all at the same time because he is omnipresent.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
Okay, listeners, our next question comes from Selah, who asks,
Hello, my name is Selah. I want to know why God does not eat.
this is a fun one, but I'm warning you, it might make your head hurt because it's a little tough to understand. Are you ready for it? God does not eat because God is not human.
I hope your head doesn't hurt too much, Selah. But Julie is right. God is not like us. He is not created. He doesn't have any needs, and he isn't in the form of a human being. Food is a good gift from God to humans. Not only does it keep us alive by being nutritious, but it's also delicious. God created so many fun flavors and textures for us to enjoy.
And that reminds me of another attribute. God is generous. He gives us good gifts like yummy food.
Matt and Julie, I think we have time for one more question. And I think this one is going to stump you both. This question is from Lily.
Can God create a rock that is so heavy that even he couldn't lift it?
Oh, talk about a question that makes your head hurt. Well, Brad, you might be right about this one being too tough.
Lily, this question is one that has been asked for a long, long time. I think it might take all three of us to come up with an answer. Brad, Matt, are you ready to tackle this question for Lily and for all of our listeners?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yes, okay. I think we might find the answer to this question in some of the questions we've already answered.
What do you mean?
Well, first we have to remember that God created everything. And not only did he create everything, he's what?
In charge of everything. Oh, okay. So God can make a rock so big, even he can't lift it. Whew, that wasn't so hard.
Well, wait just a minute, Matt. I think that's only one piece of the puzzle. So let's keep going. Remember the question that Charlie asked?
Sure. She asked how God can be with her papa in Indiana and with her in Virginia all at the same time.
That's right. And we explained how God is omnipresent or all here. But we also talked about how God is two other omni words. Do you remember them?
Of course. I said that God is omniscient or all-knowing and God is omnipotent or all-powerful.
Yes, that's right, Matt. So tell me what you think about God being all-powerful or omnipotent.
Well, I think it means that if God is all-powerful, then there's no rock he can't lift.
Oh, man. My head really does hurt now.
Great job, Brad. And hang in there, Matt. You guys are actually doing great. And I think we've got all the pieces we need to actually answer this question. So it's true, God is in charge of everything. Can he make whatever size rock he wants? Yes, of course he can. But it's also true that God is omnipotent or all powerful. So is there anything that God can't do? No. And lastly, and this is really, really important, everything that is true about God is true about him all of the time. So guys, is there a rock so big that even God can't lift it?
No.
That's right. And why is the answer no?
Because if God made a rock so big he couldn't lift it, then he wouldn't be omnipotent or all-powerful.
And since we know God is all-powerful, then that means there is never a time when he isn't all-powerful.
That's right. We did it. Lily, thanks for asking a question that we could answer together with each other's help.
And that's the one big thing I hope all of you take away from today's episode. Learning about God together is always better.
That's part of why God has given us a family, the church. God knows we are not all-knowing, so he's given us one another to help us grow in our knowledge and love of God.
Well, Julie, this was a really fun and special episode. You know, our listeners hear from us all the time, but what I loved about today was getting to hear from our listeners.
Me too, Matt. And you know what else? God loves our questions. He's not sad or disappointed or upset when we don't know the answers. He knows we'll spend our whole lives learning about him, and he is patient. So let's stay curious and keep asking great questions.
Well said, Julie. Now, listeners, how did you do? Did you learn something new today about God? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, ask a friend one of the questions from this episode and talk about it together.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Be sure to tune in next time to our very special 100th episode of God's Big Story. We're going to celebrate with lots of friends, fun, and of course, cake. Everyone is invited.
I can't wait, Julie. Now, for more information or details about this show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And we'll see you again next time on God's Big Story.
Bye.